another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin chapter 8 in the book of Romans. We're in verses 1 through 4. Hence, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. For what the law, weakened by the flesh, was powerless to do, this God has done by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for the sake of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous decree of the law might be fulfilled in us, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Once you say yes to Jesus, Jesus, I love you. I know you died for me and all of humanity. I know you took upon yourself the stripes that healed the world and hung on a cross to expiate the sins of all mankind. You begin to understand by your practice what prayer does for the proclamation of everything Jesus asks in living God first. You are surrounded by the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of forgiveness, the Spirit of love, faith, and hope of sharing His mercy. Yes, you take upon His likeness and are willing to succumb to all things Jesus. Yes, it is time to offer all of you to Jesus according to the Spirit. Are you ready? Are you willing? Can you let go of what anchors you? Live Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra, Alan, Jeffrey, Julian, and Gabriel. Our grandchildren, Elliot, celebrates a birthday soon, Oliver and Julian. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray always for those who are dying, Lord. We ask for peace in their hearts to take their last breath in you. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Romans 8. As we begin chapter 8 today, we're in verses 1 through 4. It's a two-stanza poem. It's got some following lines that pop up. But it's titled, an ongoing poem. It's Overcoming the Powerless Taboo. Jesus Christ condemns not a follower. Freed by Spirit's law, followed, not eschewed. Sin's law freed flesh, weakened follower. Son of God sent, overcoming the powerless taboo. Spirit live, not flesh of you, fulfilling law righteous to prove. Flesh not lived as the everlasting you. Decrees of Christ we grow in each groove. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's December 4th, 2021. I'm recording early this morning at 6:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ who's by my side this morning, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it looks like we're closing today at about 6:03. We're back to a novena ending in the name of Jesus. We're going to do a little impromptu work thinking about what rhymes with Jesus. I can only think that he pleases us and gives us a beauty in the name of Jesus that frees us and lets us see all things Jesus. Amen. John and Marie, have an awesome day in the Lord today as we close in the silence of some piano work till 6:03 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.